empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So, faith can play a significant role in fostering personal growth, contributing to the holistic development of individuals in various aspects of their lives. In essence, faith serves as a guiding force that influences beliefs, values, and behaviors, contributing to personal growth, resilience, and a sense of purpose in the lives of individuals. So we are wrapping it up here with my pastor Eric Nchongwe, who's helping us today, where we're speaking about all things faith and personal growth. Mfundisi Murubwanji.
Bunubwanji, Zanel, how are you?
Muribwinu. Ah!
You're getting there.
You know, I had it and I'm like, wait, which word am I putting now? But I'm getting them from this one. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much.
Indeed. Mfundisi, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please and pray so that the Holy Spirit may guide us?
All right. Thank you very much. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father above in heaven, we want to glorify you for who you are in our lives and for sovereignty, and also for the faith that we keep on keeping alive in our lives. We ask and pray that you be with us even as we enter into this discussion. We pray that your Holy Spirit lead us to help us understand and do your will. In the name of our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, I know that as people, we cannot fully understand God. You know, we are learning him daily. And as we read and study the Bible, more revelations we are getting about him and about things of the Spirit. But then we do have a little bit of understanding of him. You know, we do understand that he is loving, he is humble, he is caring, he is all of these things. We do have that little bit of it, you know. So with that little bit of understanding that we have of him, Fundiswami, in what ways can it shape our life's direction, because I understand this God that I am serving.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm happy today you've brought me back in my field. I was almost enrolling for an ICT school, but it's okay. All right.
It's okay, Mfundisi. It's okay.
Yeah. So, you know, when we look at first of all, matters of faith, because we are almost talking about, growth, you know, personal growth in faith. You know, faith usually, it influences our small life daily decisions. Mm. You know, ask the question about how does it really shape our lives, you know. We are talking about direction. So, you know, direction is actually the path that someone, you know, takes, you know, in order to reach at a specific place. So when a person has decided to head a certain way or maybe to go this direction, that means there's a certain place that they are going to reach. They have an intention there. And faith comes in with core beliefs. It comes in with the belief of believing in God. Now, because we are believing in God, this person that we are believing in gives us certain things that we have to adhere to, and this turns us to a certain direction. You know, so faith builds us because each and every day we make decisions, small decisions such as, you know, our attitude, such as our character, you know, such as how we relate with others. You know, and apart from that, it also influences our big decisions, you know. For example, what kind of a career am I going to get? And, you know, when we talk about matters of career, we are talking about something that usually shapes your life because it gives you a certain direction. If you choose to be an engineer, you know, your life has been shaped into being an engineer. Whatever you be, the knowledge that you actually acquire and you'll be proficient in is about being an engineer, you know. Faith also influences our decisions in the sense that, you know, the ways, you know, it helps us understand how we can use money. That's where issues of tithe and offering comes into place now. You know, it helps us make big decisions such as what kind of a partner am I going to get? If you get a light partner, if you get, you know, a chocolate colored partner, if you get, you know, a partner who is talkative, who is quiet, your life is going to be shaped in that circle because of your faith that you're having.
So when we are understanding him, Mfundiswami, and we are growing, you know, how now does faith contribute to building one's character, you know? Because this person, I agree, we, this being that we believe in, he's love. You know, he is all these things. Kanti, you find that when now you're saying you're a Christian, Kanti, you do not have love, you know. So we, that's when now we start to question certain things. But how does now faith, you know, builds one character? Because I would assume that your character should be similar to God, because you are, he is, you know, he is teaching you these things.
Yes, of course. Yeah, you know, how faith usually builds our character. And first of all, it would be best... if we understand what a character is, you know, a character is actually a reflection of someone's action, you know, based on what they believe and what they are, you know, it has to deal with an attitude. Now, how do those attitudes come into place? You know, when we talk about character development under faith, a character comes in based on the knowledge that someone has received. And they've been convicted of that knowledge, you know, and that is actually, you know, some sort of faith which causes them, you know, a transformation, you know, it builds their character, you know. So when a person has received a certain kind of knowledge and they are convinced about themselves to say, for me, I believe in this, and that really builds their character. It turns the way they're thinking. It reflects itself through, you know, their attitudes, and it becomes, you know, it becomes a character. So when we look at how faith contributes in building our character, we are looking about the knowledge that we actually receives and helps us believe in ourselves. Now, when we are talking about our faith as Christian faith, we are talking about the Bible. You know, so the Bible, for example, gives us guidance, you know, Proverbs chapter 16, the 6, it will talk about maybe, you know, by steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity is astonished, you know, and by the fear of the Lord, one turns away from evil. You know, so people, based on those kind of knowledge, they begin to actually get to grow in a certain character. You know, and this is the reason why I love the book of Ephesians chapter 4, this 1-4, because it tells me to say, you know, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, you know, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called. Now, the apostle here is talking about the calling which you were called, which means a character. When you ascribe to a certain faith, there is a certain way you have to behave. And, you know, and that is a reflection of character. And, you know, so we are not just called to the faith, but we are also called to the character, you know. So that is it, you know. So issues to deal with gentleness, you know, issues to deal with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, those things has to deal with the knowledge that we receive. So faith is mostly based on the knowledge that we receive, and when we believe in that, it turns into character.
Nice. So, Mpundisi, you know, we do have spiritual practices, you know, such as prayer, such as worship and praise, and all of these spiritual practices, Mpundiswami. Do they contribute to our self-awareness and personal growth? I mean, I'm praying. How am I growing when I'm praying? You know, and some people, you know, we know that some people, when they pray, they're complaining. You know, so how are they growing when they are complaining? But I believe that Mfundisi will guide us there.
All right. Thank you very much. I love the fact that you said spiritual practices and that you never specialized it to only one thing.
Yes.
So if we are to know how this can help us grow, you know, when you look at spiritual practices, we can also call these as spiritual disciplines. And they are subdivided into three. You know, we've got inner disciplines such as meditations, such as prayer, such as fasting, such as studying the word of God. You know, we have got outward disciplines such as simplicity. You have to reflect them out now. You know, solitude, where you keep yourself from the world, submission unto the word of God, service, that has to deal with spreading the gospel. you know, it also has to deal with corporate practices, you know, or disciplines.
Mm.
Yeah. These are confessions. These are worships where we get to meet with other people to discuss on certain issues. This has to deal with guidance from other big people who are bigger than us and celebrations of one's achievement.
Mm.
When we are talking about spiritual practices and how they can contribute to self-awareness, you know, self-awareness is actually a realization of your soul, your self-worthiness, who you are, you know, who you are. And personal growth has to deal with growing. Now, we must understand that there can never be personal growth if there is no, you know, personal awareness or spiritual awareness. Because spiritual awareness redefines us. It helps us understand who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And these spiritual practices that we've talked about, such as prayer and meditation, they help you realize what you are called for, a specific purpose that you are having. You know, during the week, we realized, you know, that Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 has to say, you know, for God, you know, God knows the plans we have for us. And he knew us while we were still in our mother's womb. So this calls us to say, you know, if you are to grow, you have to grow in a certain purpose that you have been called for. You know? So when we are there to practice certain practices such as prayer, when we are praying, God, we believe, answers prayer and gives us guidance. And, you know, we render our petitions unto him. And when we are reading the Bible, we are doing certain practices like reading the Bible. It is God directing us on what we are supposed to do. And this helps us to grow. You know, this helps us to grow. You know, we realize our self-worthiness. You know, that's the reason why I like, the Bible where, you know, even if it was for one sinner to actually, even if it was for one sinner, Christ would have still come to die for us. And as a Christian, when you begin to meditate upon certain words like these, you realize, oh, I am very much worthy. Why should I walk so apologetic when Christ died for me? You know, I'm a child of a king. You know, if you're a lady who is struggling with relationships, busy chasing after men, you realize to say, oh, I'm a princess. You know, I've been made in the image of God. And God doesn't allow people to usually embarrass him or manipulate him.
Yeah.
You know, so these things help us understand who we truly are. You know, these practices. So, you know, even when you read Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, as we read during the week, it says, this book of the law shall not depart. You know, thou shalt meditate upon it day and night, so that thou shalt be prosperous in your way. You know, so it means that, you know, the word of the Lord is there to bring that growth in us.
Yeah.
So that because we define growth by change and transformation.
True.
So yesterday, the way I was, if I've changed today, if yesterday I was so dependent upon other people, today I'm no longer dependent, then that is growth.
Yeah.
You know, so the word of God helps us understand who we are. It provides guidance to us. And it also reveals what we need to do.
You know, Mpundisi, our faith, I'm going to use this word. I'll try to translate.
All right.
Our faith, sometimes it tekatekas, you know.
I understand tekatekas.
Ah, nice. So I don't need to explain.
I'm a banter.
Yes, but for the sake of our listeners, you know, our faith, it shakes, you know, it's not stable. It's not stable. So that's where the tekateking comes in, you know, because of the certain challenges, Mpundiswami, that we face. Some, yes, we are prepared for them, but some we are not prepared for them. Some we feel like, is God sure I can handle these kind of things? You know, but we do know that some of us, sometimes we have strong faith in Fundiswam. So when, for those who have strong faith and their faith is not digging, how does it give them inner peace? So that even the babes, as Paul has said, that the babes, you know, they can strive, you know, to eat meat so that their faith, not in that way, I'm quoting Paul, so that... so that, you know, they can have this inner peace. Does it foster inner peace and hope as well as optimism? Tomorrow it's going to be okay.
Yes, of course. So I'm glad that you said strong faith. You know, strong faith. So when we talk about matters of strong faith, they don't have to deal with a bigger faith. They have to deal even when you have just a faith like of a mustard seed, but
yes,
it is so strong, you know, in what you believe in. You know, so when we look at issues of hope and peace, you know, I love what the Sister White tells us, you know, in Acts of the Apostles, the pages 5:74-75. You know, she says that, you know, the Lord does not prevent the plotting of wicked men, you know, but rather he causes their device to work for goodness.
Okay.
You know, to those, now there's a consequence, to those who in trials and conflict maintain their royalty and faithfulness to God. You know, and somewhere else in the Great Controversy, she says, the Lord does not subject his people to fear or their temptation. He does not take pleasure in that. But that process is necessary for their final victory. So when a person has strong faith, they get to realize that, you know, God is the Alpha and the Omega. That this is a God who is in control. And they reflect on what has happened before, because faith is the evidence of things not seen. So even when you don't usually see God in your life, you know, even when you don't, because God's presence is goodness. Even when you can't see any goodness in your life, you are there to say, I think God is with me here. God is with me. So already that generates faith to say, if God is with me, then there's hope for the future. You know, what was written in the Bible was written so that we can have faith. So you get to reflect, oh, I remember there was this man of faith. And he's called Abraham. And he struggled. You know, you get to remember, oh, there was this man who stood for God. His name was Daniel. He was thrown in the den of lion. And God intervened. Where was God when he was being thrown in the den of lion? Where is God when I'm being thrown into this den of lion? And then you realize, oh, sometimes God is with me when I'm in problems.
Yes.
And he's in control. There's success for the future. There's deliverance and redemption, you know. So that's how strong faith functions in terms of in trouble. And you know, when you are like that, then that gives you peace because you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry because, you know, while you're in the sea, you know, though the waves raise above the ship and you're about to sink, and there's this Jesus who seems to be sleeping in your life. You know that, hey, I just need to wake him up in prayer and he'll calm the storm. I don't have to tell him when to calm it, but he's going to calm the storm. So, yeah, and this is the peace that God brings. You know, Zanelle, when you look at the life of Peter, even when he was prisoned, and he was prisoned and he was there about to be persecuted by Herod the next day. And this man is sleeping. He's not even worried about tomorrow. If I'm being told that today tomorrow I'm going to die, I'll be confessing my sins. I'll be setting my balance as well, right in my will, you know. But when I realize that, you know, there's this God who is in control, I'll be sleeping. I don't have to struggle because I believe that he's in control, and that brings the peace. Now, that is the peace that comes to the people who believe in God. Sometimes God cannot deliver you from what you're passing through, but you have the peace that surpasses understanding.
The peace that surpasses all understanding. And that, I think, Mpundisi, you know, that is what we all pray for. Because, if you don't have peace, you will pray for the second coming now. But moving right along, Mpundiswami, you know, this faith, Mpundiswami, that we have, how does it now encourage a lifelong learning and personal growth? Because, yes, we do know that, and not just academic I would like to believe. But some academic, some just in normal, you know, we're having all of these books that are out there, but there are people that don't read them at all. Like, you know, they don't learn anything at all. New words. You see, now I'm learning how to greet you. That's for me, that's learning, you know. So how does having faith now encourage us to learn more in this life?
All right. I think when you begin to believe in a certain, you know, supernatural being that you believe in, you realize that you get to know him each and every day, because the time that you stop knowing God is the time when you become a God yourself. Because, you know, God is so big that we can never really understand him.
Mm-hmm.
So a person who is faithful really gets to know that I keep on getting to know God each and every day. And, you know, I like what the apostle says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Paul was a man of faith. We all know he wrote almost more than the half testament of the New Testament, you know. And he says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. You know, by apprehended, it means to have known things, to have reached there in faith. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, you know, of me. You know, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You know, because the understanding of Paul, the understanding of Paul is that, you know, a Christian life is a race. You know, we keep on running. The only time you get to stop running is when your probation is closed and when you die. So as long as you are living, you keep on running. Now, in running, you get to reach certain distances. Here, it might be, you know, it might be, you know, there might be a ditch here. Here, there might be a mountain. You have to jump the mountain. Here, there might be a rock. You have to turn around. Now, that is learning. You know, each and every distance that you reach, each and every place that you reach, you realize it has got a different condition. You know, temptations are not always the same every day. They are different. And so you get to know that this life I'm living, it is a life where I need to keep on learning each and every day. You know, as faith grows, so understanding grows, so learning grows.
Yeah, indeed. And point is, as we close it off the week, it's been a lovely week. And let's say someone has just tuned in, like today or now, you know, what would you give them as a take home? How would you summarize everything that we have spoken of when it comes to faith? Or someone who has just, you know, tuned in today. And after that, I'm going to say, please do close for us in prayer.
All right. To the listeners who've just joined us today, I would really like to remind you that you've missed a lot, but however, little is much when God is in need. So I'm going to tell you just a few things. You know, one thing you must know is that faith is the evidence of things unseen. And we can only have this evidence when we have the power of the Holy Spirit in believing in God. And, you know, this faith is attached with core beliefs. And these core beliefs are things that helps us redefine our values and it shapes our character. And it also leads us into doing what is right. And however, we must know that, you know, technology has come into place and we must take advantage of it in growing our faith. Let us look into some religious resources that have been uploaded each and every day that are actually affordable to help us grow. Let us listen to sermons, to songs. Let us keep on tuning to Adventist World Radio to enrich our faith. And all of it, all, let us always remember to engage ourselves in spiritual disciplines that can maintain as well as build our faith. We can seek the Lord in prayer.
Yes, please.
Our dear Heavenly Father above in heaven, we want to glorify you for how you've led us, Father, during this week. We have discovered matters that deals with faith. We have realized that, Father, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And today we've looked upon that, Father, you are a God who actually, Father, can also help us grow our faith through spiritual disciplines. And this can mold our characters for the betterness of your kingdom and the people we relate with. We pray and ask that you bless us, you bless the listeners who are listening, change their lives, and may they never be the same. We pray for Zambia, even as they are passing through this disease, deadly disease of cholera, that you bless the people and you help them keep safe. We pray for Gaza and for Russia, who are having war, that Father, you bless them, bless your servants, keep them well till the storm passes by. We pray for a special blessings upon the Adventist World Radio, that you keep on blessing them even as they touch men's lives. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we anchor this prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mpundisi, zikomo kwambiri. May you come again.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
You see, I'm learning.
You're learning again.
Thank you so much, Mpundisi.
Thank you very much, Zanel.
Are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Bona.